All right, so now let's talk about the what. The what. The what is the problem and the outcome. All right, so this, I don't know, this took me a while to realize, to really understand. And it's so simple. It seems so simple, but it's, at the same time, it's profound. The only reason that we're in business, that we exist, is because we help people solve a problem and get an outcome, get a result. And the only reason people move, people buy, people do what we tell them to do, is because they have pain, emotional pain around this problem. And they imagine that once they get the result and they get the problem solved, they will experience pleasure. This is the only reason that people ever take action, is because they have pain emotionally and they want pleasure. And they imagine that doing this thing, buying this thing, is going to give them pleasure in the future, or sometimes right now. Like, who here has bought a book and been like, oh, I feel great now, I bought the book, and you just never fucking read it, right? There's like buying journey is like, the buying emotion is real. Like the act of buying stuff. I've speaking with another member, Lloyd, and he was telling me he had this client that paid him $5,000 for a coaching program, and he never showed up for a single session. And he was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, 5,000. He was like, he wrote like a couple of weeks later, he's like, you know what? I got everything I wanted. I need it from the coaching program just by buying it. Because what it did is it got me to take myself seriously and realize that I really wanted this problem solved. And then as soon as I did that, it was gone. I was done. So I'm like, dude, I'm fine. Keep the money. Like, I don't need anything. I got everything I needed, right? And that's amazing. That's amazing. Like, the act of buying feels good and might actually, like, there's a lot of value there that we're giving our clients by just letting them buy. I had this experience in 2019. I went to a reception where I met Richard Branson, and it cost $15,000 to be in that room to meet Richard. And we're supposed to meet him for like 4 to 5 minutes one-on-one. And then, like, you know, it was more time in smaller groups. And that never happened. I had like maybe 30 seconds with him, but I still got every dollar worth of value from that investment because it made me really clarify a lot of my thinking about what I wanted to talk to him about. I wanted to get his input on something. I wanted to share some ideas with him and see how he responded, because he's been a role model for me for so many years. Side note, no longer, but that's another story for another day. but just the act of investing that money and having that like to look forward to for a couple months really, really, really made me sharpen my thinking in a way that wouldn't have happened otherwise. So I got every dollar worth of it from that, even though I only spent like 30 seconds with him and it was like completely useless. I also happened to, like, anyway, that another story for another day. But anyway, so getting really, really clear on the problem that your customer has is very, very important. And it's usually much simpler and more obvious than we think. And at the same time, it might require a little bit of digging. Like sometimes, like at the lower level, it's typically more practical, right? Like, problem is, like, my team doesn't listen to me, or I lose my composure when I'm talking to the team, or I get easily triggered and defensive, and it's I can feel that it's not doing what I want, or I'm fat, overweight, I want to lose weight, I'm scared for my health, like my marriage is falling apart. Like, it's like typically like very simple, right? Like, I'm in our case, like, I'm sick of having to use like 8 different tools to run my business. Like, it's complication, right? And the result is pretty obvious as well. But it might be deeper and emotional. So typically, oftentimes at the higher level, the problem might be loneliness. Right? A lot of these coaching programs, higher level coaching programs, group programs are not about the thing, right? It's not about learning another strategy or another technique or something. It's more about community. It's about not feeling alone. And that's really the problem that it solves at an emotional level. So the more that you get uber clear on the problem that you solve, and this, you only get that by asking people, like, what is the real pain? And they're probably not going to tell you. So you're going to have to ask. And this is where the five whys comes in again, right? Like why is that a problem for you? Like, what's really the pain here? And until you get something that's like, oh, that's the pain. I get it. Right. And then you start speaking to that. Yeah. And this is where innovation happens. Because when you truly understand the problem, you can get really creative, really, really smart about the solution. How do you solve it? Right? When you truly understand what is the real problem here, like, maybe it's not, you know, the real problem might, like, say weight, for example. It might not be health. It might be that they're afraid that their spouse loses interest, sexual interest in them, for example, or they lose self-respect, or it might be a lot like deeper and more personal than we think it is. And then, but once we really understand the problem, we can then speak to that and we can address it much better. Another example is, like, there was a guy who was figuring out what problem a milkshake solves. A guy named Clayton Christensen, and then he ended up coming up with this framework called Job to Be Done. And it is like, we hire different products for different jobs. And the job to be done by a milkshake was to give people, in his example, in his context, was to give people company while they were driving. So they would go to the drive-thru to buy a milkshake to keep them company on their road trip while they were driving. And so all of a sudden, you know, the milkshake solves the same problem as Sirius Radio does, or, you know, a coffee or something else. Like, even though it seems like they're really different, but they're actually kind of addressing the same pain, addressing the same problem. And so, yeah, the more that you can get clear on problem, the real problem that you're solving, the easier it's going to be to connect with people. So that's really the essence here. The next piece to the problem, to this, is, let me just see here. Yeah, we're going to get more into that tomorrow. But then once you know what the problem and the result is, or you think you do, and like, you'll keep refining, because every interaction with every client, like, gets it, helps you get more clear on what exactly the problem and the result is, like, at least in the beginning. Like, and once you nail it, you're probably like, okay, I nailed it. I got this, right? But then you start mapping out, what are the milestones? What are the steps that they need to take to get from the problem that they have to the result that they want? And you want to find like 3 to 5 milestones along the way. And that becomes your journey. That becomes your framework. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. So with that, I would love to see in the chat, number one, let's just do this for now. What was your biggest takeaway from the problem result conversation here? What was your biggest takeaway? Let me see from everybody in the chat. All right. Let's see here. Milkshake story. Yes. Identifying the root problem. Needs to refine and distill the problem. It's more specific things, not big thing. People naturally go away from pain and fear. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's huge. It was what motivates everybody. And people are motivated differently. Some people are more motivated by pleasure, right? They're more motivated by the dream, by the what they can, what they could would be able to create for themselves. And entrepreneurs tend to be much more toward, we call it away from or toward motivated, right? So entrepreneurs tend to be much more motivated by what they might accomplish than the fear, the pain of the present. But the majority of people are much more motivated by pain than by pleasure. So it's one of the ways that we entrepreneurs can very easily disconnect with our audience is that we keep talking about the future, the pain, the pleasure, what they could achieve. But really what motivates most of your audience probably is the pain. I remember like back years ago when I used to smoke a pack of cigarettes a day, right? My wife would say, like, you're gonna die of cancer and like lung cancer, you're gonna get sick and blah, blah, blah. And like that honestly didn't fucking motivate me at all. But what did motivate me was realizing that I would have more energy today. I would feel more free today. I would feel more alive today, not smoking. That was energizing. That was motivating to me, right? So she was trying to use away from motivation on me when it doesn't really do anything for me. So, and so in your communication, it's helpful. Like you will find out over time whether your audience is mostly one or the other, but it's very helpful to make sure that you speak to both and definitely speak to the away from, definitely speak to the pain. It just motivates people. Pain just motivates them. It's just what it is. Yes. Deeply understand the problem is key to defining the solution my client needs and how to sell it. Yes. How will you know if your audience is one or the other? You ask them, right? You ask them what is your like what is I think if you just ask an open question, like what would we ask? We would ask like what makes you want to do this, right? What makes you interested in like working with me or something, right? Like then they'll tell you, oh, because like if I do, I could achieve blah, blah, blah. Or they say, like, because I'm in this situation and it's really terrible and I feel a lot of pain. So you can just hear what they bring up when you ask them an open-ended question like that. Nailing the problem makes the solution easier to sell and define. Yes. I need to see deeper and look at the hurts people have and be brave to come out with it this. In my reaching out stuff. Yeah. Like it's really like being able to speak to the pain at a deep emotional level, deeper than they're themselves aware of, is remarkable. It's really powerful. It's like they say, like there's a saying, like enter the conversation already, hello balloons, enter the conversation already in people's minds, right? Enter into the conversation that's already going on inside of their minds. Well, if you can genuinely understand the pain better than they can, then we all have things going on that are just below the level of conscious awareness. But once someone speaks to that, you're like, oh my God, you're right. Right? That's powerful. And that comes too from you being the avatar, right? You 5 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever it is, being the avatar, being the who, your dream customer, you know that person intimately because you were that person. The challenge is remembering it, right? Which is, by the way, another great reason to post content online and document your journey as you're learning these things. I try to always, when I have a key insight on something, I try to share about it right away, same day, in online, like just go live and talk about it. Because I'm not going to be able to talk as clearly about it and as succinctly about it or as connected about it a week later or 2 weeks later, right? Then it becomes a memory. And so actually just going live and documenting that in the moment for other people, if it was an insight for you, it's going to be an insight for bunch of other people out there, right? Millions of other people. That was one of the things that really held me back for a long time. I was like, well, but this is like basic. Yeah, but it was still news to me at some point. So it's going to be news to other people. I remember the day that I realized, oh, like I was doing a workout, the PAFI workout that I do, which you can check out at sinclerohealth.com. But in there, he's like, and then we do these ab exercises for the upper ab muscles. And then we do these for the middle ones. And then we do these for the lower abs. And then after having done that, sometimes I was like, oh shit. We have like three separate, we have like separate bands of ab muscles. I never knew. Like that was not something I was taught in school. It was not something my parents taught me. Like I was like in my freaking 40s till I learned that. And it was like, oh shit. Like, that's why, like when like the six pack, that's why that looks, oh, that makes sense. Right. But like those things that are insights for you are going to be insights for a truck ton of other people. And don't be worried about looking stupid. Right. Like if you weren't taught, probably they weren't either. And maybe some of them were, and they're going to be like, oh, you're silly, blah, blah, blah. How come you didn't know? And they're going to say, blah, blah, blah. And who cares? They're not your people. They're not your people. There are plenty of assholes out there that feel miserable and they enjoy harassing other people to take them down a notch. Fuck it. Just, you know, heart. Just when they post one of those comments, just do like a little heart thing. Just love it. Like nice and passive aggressive, right? Just send them some love. Like, hey, all good. I have love for you. You are, you know, this is nothing to do with me. Yeah. Great. Let me see here. I'm really good at going straight to the core of people's questions and desires using your psychic skills. That's amazing, right? Yeah, 100%. Do that. David says, it's indeed powerful to know what is the real motivation of the person to seek out your service. How do we find it out? Yeah. I mean, you ask, right? You ask, literally. Like, look, notice yesterday when we started, I said, why are you here? I asked everybody, why are you here, right? And that's going to just, like, that's a good thing to just ask at the beginning of everything. Like, why are you here? Like, people are going to tell you. People are going to tell you. And you, from that, you can hear, what is their pain? What is their problem? What is the outs? What is the result they want? What are they driving towards? And you can tell if they're away from or towards motivated in that moment. So it's very simple, open-ended question.